they'll take it back.
Is this okay?
Yep, that's fine. Do you want me to plug it in?
Fine. Oh, it's not like you know sequence, but. Computer adjusting.
Oh, oops, you don't have it here. This happens, I think it just, ah, it goes through a cycle, so now it's back on. And then that should be good. I think it has three settings. If you do it once, puts it on both. If you do it twice, takes it off your screen, just puts it there. Three times is back on your screen. Anyway, so.
You ready back there? Okay. Welcome everyone. This is the kickoff meeting for today. We're the new group to create a new remote control for Real Reaction. As you can see, our agenda is to open up the meeting, become acquainted with each other, have a little training on tools, create a plan, discuss things, and only have 25 minutes total. Okay, the new remote control is to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. That, Steph, is your part, is the user-friendliness, the originality. It's going to take all of us. The trendiness, we'll probably get a look for some marketing research information from you, Sarah. And we'll get on with it. Okay, so we'll have a functional design, individual work, both meeting, and then conceptual design, and then detailed design. Okay? Right. Everybody's supposed to try out the whiteboard. Kate, why don't you try it first? If you can bring your things with you, I guess. And while you're doing that, we'll try and figure out how to put these things on as well. Because we're all going to have to be able to walk around.
Right, so you want an animal and the characteristics of that animal. You have to be able to recognize what animal it is.
I don't think so. I think it's just to try out the whiteboard.
Are we all going to draw a cat?
I know.
The animal I'm
you can tell he's not a bunny rabbit by the ears.
A mouth as well.
Okay.
Great.
And the characteristics?
The favorite characteristics of the cat, the whiskers, I think, because they're the easiest to draw.
Ah.
Yeah, small.
Okay. Fantastic. Since you're handy as well, I'm going to give you those next steps. I think it's to get us used to using the pen.
Sure, it's up to test our artistic.
Ah, no.
It's a mouse.
A mousey?
It's not a mousey, no.
A wombat.
So,
a what? Rat. Not a mouse,
a
rat.
Foot.
And your favorite characteristics of that animal?
They're intelligent and cheeky and fantastic pets.
Oh.
Very friendly.
Okay.
And they sit on your shoulder and whisper the answers to your homework in your ear and you're doing your homework.
Oh, a fish.
Sorry.
Gosh, why didn't I think of fish? That's even easier to draw than a cat.
This is very representational.
Oh, okay. Fine. Favorite
and
characteristics.
They're sleek and they have a lot of freedom, but they also do swim in groups.
Okay.
So you have a favorite.
Team notes. He's hiding.
Cats are sometimes very independent. My parents had cats. And they can
decide for themselves what is best. Okay. Now, we have to get down to the nitty-gritty of how to make this, and this remote control has to be sold. We're going to sell it for 25 euros with a profit aim ultimately of 50 million euros. That tells you something about how many we have to sell on an international scale. Would be an awful lot of these, would be like, what, 100 million of them. To make 25 euros on each one and to make a total profit of 50 million. The production is to only cost 12.5 euros per item. Now, if they cost 12.5, you're selling it for 25, you're making 12.5 euros each. And we're going to make a profit of 50 million. That's can you do the math and how many are we selling?
I was just wondering if that's the if 50% is normal
markup.
Yeah, I would think it was like 60%. But
okay,
they have two thoughts. And your question is how many we have to sell.
Yes, because our market is international, and your problem is has to do with marketing. Of you know, you got to know how many we're going to be selling to know how big a market you have to target,
mm-hmm.
and who is that.
Yeah, that's
to give you a pretty good idea of where you're looking. So
that's 4 million, I think,
something like that. Okay. That's 50 million euros. You
want to
make 50 million euros and you're only getting 12.5 each.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of selling. To be 50, be 4 million. You have to sell 4 million. Okay? Right. Experience with a remote control. Whether you use a remote control for a television or DVD or something?
That's the sort of thing we're talking about, one that will work for a home environment.
Well, I've seen some remote controls that are for more than one device at a time, but I also have heard about them not working well or not well coordinated, and you wind up working with this one for this three, and then this one over here for another.
You're always sitting there, you're sitting in your sofa, and you want to change something, but it's five different remotes, and one for the TV, one for video, one for cable, and one for...
Yeah. And they don't always talk to each other.
Doing this is just for television.
Don't know. Okay. Are there any ideas for the remote? What would it be for, and what group would it be for? You have to think about that one.
You could make a Hello Kitty themed remote.
I think one would go bright colors with the kids.
Yeah. You could totally go to Japan animation. Well, I mean, there's also the cachet that Japanese make great products. Electrical, their industrial design is very good.
I think one that doesn't have lots of superfluous functions, like I've got one at home that has, well, apart from the obvious channels, channel up, channel down, volume, you know, subtitles, mute. There's a lot of buttons that I've got no idea what they do.
That's a really good point, because I think one of the things that being somewhat computer literate, we tend to go to menus and then make choices, you know, so if it's like a volume button, you know, you can go in and say mute or volume. We don't need to have like the numbers if we also have kind of channel up, channel down.
Mm.
Okay. You can make it smart, like an iPod. Make it convenient.
Yeah. I know this sounds like it was very quick, but I think that's the industrial design is the first one. That's Kate.
Mm-hmm.
For the working design. And user, let's use Steph, for the technical functions design, and for marketing, the user requirements specification. I think there's going to be a lot of, we have to help each other and work through this as a group. And I think we all, you know, we like our kitty cat and our rat and our fish, but I think we all have to like each other to get this done. As it says, we're going to get individual instructions, but I don't think they'll allow a lot of extra time, so I think a little bit of less of this and more to do will set us in good stead. Do you all agree?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then I don't see any reason to prolong it, and we should finish this meeting right now and just go into other things. All right. So this is the end of the first meeting. Thank you all.